Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp local and regional podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Thursday morning, November 6, 2025, and we have a great mix of local and regional headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline.
California's most festive, whimsical holiday event, the Mad Hatter Holiday Festival, parade and tree lighting in Vallejo's historic downtown that is recreated as a wonderland of magic and enchantment. The Mad Hatter Holiday Festival returns on Saturday, December 6, 2025, in Vallejo, California, transforming the historic downtown into a whimsical wonderland of magic and enchantment. The festival features larger-than-life Wonderland characters, Burning Man mutant vehicles shooting fire, a classic restored 48 and 8 train, stormtroopers led by Darth Vader, cultural dancing groups, and more. Attendees can enjoy holiday gift and food vendors, live musical performances, and interactions with Hatter's characters. The festival culminates with the lighting of a 50-foot Christmas tree, one of California's largest. Hyperion Community Partners LLC produces this event annually in partnership with the City of Vallejo, along with the Mad Hatter's July 4th waterfront celebration. For more information, visit hattervallejo.com.
The original Pancake House DFW celebrates re-grand opening of Northwest Highway location. The original Pancake House DFW recently hosted a successful VIP re-grand opening celebration at its Northwest Highway location, showcasing a full interior remodel and a renewed commitment to the Dallas community. Deputy Mayor Pro Tem Gay Donnell Willis and local leaders joined loyal guests and patrons for the event, which featured a ribbon-cutting ceremony and heartfelt tributes. Longtime associates and managers were honored for their dedication, with some having served for over 35 years. Owners Mark Davis Bailey and Jonathan Sayum expressed gratitude for the community's support and shared stories about the restaurant's legacy. The remodel reflects the brand's dedication to Southern hospitality and scratch-made favorites, solidifying their status as a local favorite since 1985.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Local and Regional Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.